You have serious issues.
I'm like a little girl.
That's an absolutely accurate accusation. You raped the shit out of me.
We have fucking 3 kids and we have nothing figured out.
Wait. I wish Joe Brown was here to tell you to shut the fuck up so I could tell my side and then you can
shut up.
You're a dick. When I finally did get you up, the whole reason that I put the Lego in your butt in the first place was because I was trying to be a good wife. How are you feeling?
Fantastic.
Yeah, is that why you're wearing your sunglasses inside?
Yep.
A little hungover?
Nope. I don't even know what that means.
You're not hungover at all.
Mm-mm.
You're a liar.
Yes, I'm a liar.
Yes. What? Can we tell people what happened?
Yeah, we can, because you raped me.
I wouldn't just falsely make those accusations.
That's an absolutely accurate accusation. You raped the shit out of me.
Wouldn't use the word rape.
It's rape.
No, we're married. There's no such thing.
When someone is asleep or passed out.
Tomato, tomato.
No. We'll get to that. So we've been on this diet and we haven't been drinking for like 2 weeks. Haven't had any alcohol. And then last night, we had some friends over, and Stella came in and visited, and Anna hasn't seen her in like a year, and so we drank quite a bit, and I fell asleep.
Where?
Fell asleep, passed out, whatever.
Where did you fall asleep so tenderly?
On the floor.
Right.
In
concrete
the floor. Not concrete. Or tile floor.
Tile floor.
Very comfortable tile.
Obviously.
And apparently, I didn't know this, but apparently if someone falls asleep on a tile floor, it's okay to put a Lego in their butthole. I'm not talking like a little Lego. I'm talking about like the big blocks that you give toddlers. And
I still can't find that Lego. I have no idea where you threw it. Did you throw it out?
I put it in my sock drawer.
Okay.
Just in case.
It felt good.
Just in case I feel like putting it back in my butthole. I don't know where it is.
You're going to start hiding all the Lego pieces from me.
Weirdo.
You need to wear like a chastity.
Who does that? Why would you put a Lego in someone's butthole? Number one, that is rape.
No, it's not.
Definitely sexual assault. You didn't ask.
You didn't say no.
You can't consent if you had alcohol. I think there's posters about that.
But what if I had alcohol too? Can I be blamed because I wasn't in my right state of mind?
Oh, that's a good question. So they say that if a guy has sex with a girl and she's had alcohol, I mean, they both had alcohol, she can't consent. It's rape. But the guys, it doesn't matter. So because you had alcohol and I had alcohol, perhaps the fact that you put a Lego in my butt but you were drunk means that I raped you.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah. If we're going by that stupid fucking logic. Yes, I raped you by putting – by forcing you to – with my mind powers, to put a Lego in my butthole. Fucking creep. What the fuck is wrong with you?
The funniest thing was that when I finally did get you up, the whole reason that I put the Lego in your butt in the first place was because I was trying to be a good wife and help you get up off of the floor and come into the bed. And it looked uncomfy, and I knew you were going to be mad at me the next day because I didn't try to get you up.
Oh, he looks uncomfortable. He's probably going to be mad at me if I leave him sleeping there on the floor where he's happy. I have an idea. Put a Lego in his butthole.
That's not how it happened. I tried to wake you up, and you wouldn't. You were being really mean. So I was like, I'll get him back. This will wake him up.
this will do the trick.
And it didn't wake you up. So then I got even more mad, and I just figured I'd leave it there just to teach you a lesson. And then after I tried to carry you upstairs and realized that I couldn't, and I fell down and hurt myself, and I have a huge bruise on my butt. I have war wounds, too, on my butt, so you're not the only one.
Noted.
And, yeah, you walk the stairs, and I felt like I'm still up your butt.
Did you, like, at least, like, spit on it or put some lube on it or something?
No, it slid right in.
No, it did not. It just slid right in.
It was when you got upstairs. By this point, it had already been in your butt for like 20, 25 minutes.
I hate you so much.
You walked upstairs and you laid in the bed, and that's when you got it out. You're like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And then you passed out.
You might be one of the worst human beings I've ever met in my life.
Can you please insert the clip from the video that I have?
No.
Oh, yes, we are. We're going to do that. I'm figuring out how to do it.
I don't want that inserted.
I want to insert that clip. That was hilarious.
God.
Tomato, tomato, man.
Tomato, tomato. Yeah. So, when I wake up with a hangover, I...
Oh, really? Yeah, they don't need to know all
this. Incredibly attracted to my wife. Oh. And... I feel the need to procreate with her immediately.
That's his cure.
That's the first thing that needs to happen once I wake up, if I have any type of hangover. And so I was trying to establish the foreplay, I guess. And
Anna's saying sex.
Yeah, Anna's response was, I don't want to do this. And I was like, oh, come on, let's do this. And she's like... No. I was like, no, it'll be, let's, come on.
It'll be
like,
fun.
She's like, nope, this is rape. And my response immediately was tomato, tomato. Which.
I don't think rape's ever
been considered.
I don't think that sentence has ever been used in my context.
I don't think it has either. I don't think that sounds like something a rapist might start saying.
Yeah.
Like, hey, take off your clothes. I'm going to fuck you now. And no, I don't want to have sex with you. That's rape. Tomato, tomato.
Tomato, tomato.
Take off your clothes.
That's probably true. That's probably how their brain works. I mean, their brain is fucked up anyway because they want to rape people.
Yeah, that's true.
So they're probably like, no, there's really nothing wrong in this. Why don't you want to play?
Yeah.
Why don't you don't want me to rape you? You don't want that?
You don't want that there?
How dare you wipe my spittle away? That's Ellen DeGeneres, by the way, in case y'all haven't seen her stand up. It is hilarious.
Ellen DeGeneres from like 13 years ago.
Yeah, it was a really long time ago, but she's so funny.
She's hilarious.
So we had such a great time yesterday.
We did.
We established the white people high five. Shout out to Bama. Mm-hmm.
I got a sunburn on my legs for, like, the first time ever.
Yeah. It was a great day.
Yeah. Really great day.
Really great day.
Hopefully the sun will come out soon and I can get back out there, float around in the pool.
Get some more sun.
Yeah.
You're so red right now.
Yeah, I know, but then I'm going to go to work all week and I'm not going to get any sun. I'm going to be just...
You need to tan your back because, like, your front is all red and your back is still the same color. So you're totally uneven. Totes. Totes and evens. Hashtag uneven. That's we came up with new hashtags, right?
Hashtag
rape. Hashtag Legos.
Hashtag tomatoes mono.
Hashtag we like the party.
Yeah, right.
Hayden was acting like a little prick.
What song did you guys sing last night?
Oh, we sang Love Song by Sarah, what's her name? Bareilles? I don't know. And then Bama and I sang Look At Me Now. I did a great job with the Little Wayne part. I'm kind of really proud of myself on that.
All right, cool.
Yeah. And then that was it. Then we tried to get you to wake up. And then Bama left.
Oh, I probably would have sang great songs last night.
Well, that was the whole plan. And I think that's why you ended up falling asleep on the floor right next to the microphone. You're like, my turn. I'm just going to close my eyes for a minute, and then I'll sing, guys.
I'm the only person in America who gets up at 7 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday other than fucking old people who need to drink their fucking prune juice.
Who drinks prune juice?
Old people.
Why would they drink prune juice? To poop?
To help them poop.
Why don't they just take fiber pills?
They do that, too. You know when you get old, your body just is, like, giving up on you, right? Your brain is, like, still there, and it's like...
Come on, guys, work with me.
Come
on, kidneys.
Why do you hate me? And it's like, well, I'll tell you what.
We're old. We don't want to work anymore.
Your options are consciousness or pooping. Which would you like to have?
Let me poop.
I guess consciousness, but can we, like, poop a little bit? I'm like, well, they make supplements for that. So, yeah. Getting old sucks.
It's sad that you have to tell your body to do something that it should naturally do.
Yeah.
It would be like, hey, remember, today we need to poop. Because that's what's good for us in our system. Speaking of poop, I don't know if we brought this up before, how Dusty loves leaving little traces of him behind for me to see in the toilet.
I explained it to you yesterday.
I know, but I feel like that this should be shared. Maybe we can play that clip of that video.
Probably.
Because every time I go to the bathroom after Dusty, not only does it smell like a human being died in there, you also leave poop traces on the toilet. Now, yeah. It's not like there's not enough brushes.
No, I do.
In the three bathrooms that we have in this house, every single one of them has a brush next to the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't think, maybe we need to go back to like simple basics, one-on-one, how to use toilet brushes.
Oh, I don't want to get doo-doo on the toilet brush.
Well, that's kind of what they're for. So if you don't want to do that, okay, there's other options. You could flush again. Maybe like a double flush. Like first flush and then a double flush. To help you with that, you could do a courtesy flush. I know you really enjoyed this. Your stank. Your stank.
My stank.
Your all stank. Right. Hashtag he loves a stank.
I have two stories here. Mm-hmm. I'll start with the fact that Anna came home from work like 2 weeks ago and... killed something in the bathroom. I forgot that she...
I killed my conscience.
Because she came home, she changed clothes real quick, and then she ran out to the grocery store. I totally forgot that she even had been at the house, and I walked in the bathroom, and I thought that I needed to call plumber, and something was dead in the pipes.
It's this diet.
So I'll start by saying that. I'm not the only one that has stinky shits in this house.
Yeah, but I courtesy flush. So as soon as it comes out, I flush it.
No.
You sit there and like let it pile up in the toilet. That's the only thing that I can imagine happening is that you literally poop so much that it floods in the toilet.
Hey.
And then when you're flushing, it doesn't take it all because there was so much in there.
Water conservation, Anna.
Listen.
It takes like 5 gallons of water to flush a toilet.
That's one place we are not going to conserve water.
Well, that's because you don't love California.
No, it's because I don't love your shit. Literally poop. Your stank. I don't want your stank.
Whatever.
Stank.
Anyway, number two. Get it? See what I did there?
You're so stupid.
I have a theory that I'm going to die one day.
Oh, my God.
And it's going to be really sad, and the whole family's going to get together and come to my funeral, and then, you know, once everything's all settled down and cleaned up, Anna's going to come back to the house, and she's going to go to use the bathroom, and there's probably going to be one of my turds just sitting there in the toilet. And I think at that time, Anna's going to shed a tear, and it's going to get really sentimental. She's going to be like, a part of him is still here with me.
First things first, that would never happen, because my mom would probably fly into town, and we know how much she loves to clean, so your poop would already be gone.
Yeah, but your mom's really considerate, too. She might be like, hey, Anna, is this yours, or are you saving this for something?
Yeah, can you take a picture of it, please? I want to frame it.
Dusty's last turdsy.
Dusty's last turdsy. And you promised me that you were going to send me a turdsy yesterday, and you didn't.
Yeah, because I don't really do that.
You were too busy posting your very serious political 3-hour-long status.
Well, when I
get... I wonder if people knew. Like, I should comment on that.
When I get political is normally when I'm pooping. So...
that makes sense.
Yeah.
I should post on there. For anybody who's listening to this and you saw Dusty's status yesterday, I even shared it because it was that profound. He was pooping. So how seriously can you really take him? You know what I mean? Does he really know what he's talking about? He was taking a dump.
I was in my office, so...
Yep, that, so that is also very true. That is
sitting down on my thinking chair.
Oh my god! Speaking of thinking, what was it? What were we talking about earlier? The old lady voice, the old parents' voice, how it changes.
Yeah.
Hashtag, I'm not gonna stay with you if your voice changes.
My voice doesn't change when I get older. Your voice changes to like this.
Apparently.
Weird. Creeper voice.
I can do it now. Hey, Dane.
Yeah. Why do you talk like that when you're old?
I don't know. Hayden.
Even Hayden's going to be like, Mom, knock the fuck off. I will not answer your phone calls.
Oh, well, Hayden. That's your mom.
Hey, can you just text me from now on? That voice really fucking annoys me.
I don't know why you think my son's going to be so mean to me that he... That he's going to speak to me that way. He's not going to.
Probably because I'm going to speak to him that way, and he's going to speak to me that way, and you speak to me that way.
I think that we're all going to speak to you that way.
Oh.
I don't think Hayden's going to speak to me that way. Nowhere in that circle does it come back around to me.
Oh.
So that will not be tolerated.
You know, you're absolutely right. For some reason...
Happy wife, happy life.
You've talked so much shit to people, and they're like, oh, I love Anna. She says some really bitchy things to me, but I just really wish she would just like me. So I'm just going to keep being incredibly nice to her.
That is so not true.
Yeah, it is.
Can you give me one example of when that has ever happened? Ever?
Every person you've ever met. We got married.
Okay, touche. I'll give you that. You are my little minion.
No, it's common. People who...
You're my follower.
People who are... outgoing
mm-hmm.
and talk shit
mm-hmm.
are generally like not I wouldn't say they're more liked, but people want them to like them.
They
want to
be accepted.
Yeah,
that's cool. So, I didn't know I had that power.
Yeah,
kind of like boosted my confidence right now.
Yeah, pretty much badass. Know. Also, people that are loud win fights quicker too.
What?
Like win arguments? Yeah.
Why? Because the other person secludes because they don't want to hear the loud noises?
Because normally the loud person just fucking doesn't give the other person any time to talk. And they just get loud and they just ramble until the other person's like, fine, whatever, fuck it, I quit. I don't even want to play.
I feel like you're talking specifically about us right now.
No, I'm talking, like, in general. Like, if you watch an argument, the person who's louder is normally the person that wins the argument.
I'm going to have to look that up. I'm going to look it up right now.
All
right,
well.
Do louder... people win arguments.
Yes. Huh. The answer is just yes.
The best way to win an argument? Shout louder.
Exactly. Exactly.
That is so sad.
You can have the stupidest opinion in the world, and you can win an argument just by being a louder person.
You know what this is on my leg?
Bruises?
No. You see the shiny stuff?
Stretch mark?
That's peeling? Negative. I don't have stretch marks.
I'm just being a dick. I'm being a dick.
You want to touch it? Touch it. Feel it.
Uh-uh.
Feel
is
it.
Is it glue?
Yeah. Yeah. It's glue.
How'd you get glue on your leg?
Came from your penis.
And...
WikiHow, how to win an argument with pictures.
Oh, awesome. I need that. Can you print that off so I can take it to work?
Oh, expressing yourself. Part 1 of 3, expressing yourself appropriately. Stay calm. Let go of the need to have the last word.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and call time out?
Take a time out.
That's how you win an argument?
Be open to hearing other person's side. She looks like she's doing the talk to the hand, right?
That's hold on, I want to try this real quick. Okay. We have stupid arguments all the time. So,
during the argument, build positive intention.
So, tell me, you're really pretty. Tell me why you're upset.
I'm really pretty.
Okay, time out. Time out. You're a fucking idiot.
You have to lay out the points and be more specific. Okay?
Specifically?
If you're arguing politics or religion or et cetera, make sure that you know that what you're talking about. You will need to bring specific facts to play and avoid logical facilities.
I feel like people that argue about those three topics specifically, if they're not theologists or politicians, are stupid and they don't generally bring the facts to the table to begin with.
They bring their opinions.
Yeah, so... Yeah.
You argue about religion all the time.
I don't argue about religion. Who do I argue about religion with? Mm-hmm. You?
No. We've never argued over it.
I am completely fine with people having their own religion. Don't come to my house and tell me that I need to pray. That's my only problem.
You need Jesus in your life.
Don't tell me I need Jesus.
You
don't
need Jesus.
Don't ask me about my Buddhas. Don't worry about me. I got my shit figured out. My mom, in a really nice way, yesterday told me I was going to hell.
Oh, really? When that happened?
Via Facebook.
In that comment when that I told you not to respond to?
When I said my house was rapture-proof and raptor-proof, she questioned whether or not... And because the rapture is a mythological event, mm-hmm. I think her response was like, I'm really going to miss you in eternity. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's not like the nicest thing to say to your son if you're a Christian. But at the same time, it doesn't upset me because I have two really firm beliefs about heaven and hell. One... That shit's fake as fuck. Two, if I'm wrong about number one, I don't want to hang out with the people that are going to heaven. So if I'm burning for eternity and getting pineapple shoved up my ass, I'll probably be hanging out with some pretty cool people. Just guessing. I'm guessing like Hunter S. Thompson, Kurt Cobain, and Elvis are probably going to be there.
Me.
Not bad company.
No, not at all.
I'd be bored as fuck in heaven if we want to be serious about it.
Princess Diana would be up there.
Yeah.
Mother Teresa.
Maybe.
Clearly your mom.
I don't think Mother Teresa is in heaven. I think Mother Teresa, before she died, actually, she admitted that...
There was in heaven, that's right.
There was no God. But she continued to do the work she was doing because it was important to her to help people. So Mother Teresa, she's in hell with Gandhi.
Sweet. So, hell doesn't sound like it's a bad place after all, right? We can shove pineapples and Legos up each other's butts all day.
We're going to get so much hate.
I mean, you have to adjust a few things. It's going to be a little hotter. But, you know, we lived in Texas and Pensacola and we've driven through Yuma. It doesn't get hotter than that anyway, right? Hell cannot be that much worse.
I've spent over... a year of my life in Iraq and Kuwait, and it definitely gets hot as fuck there, so.
But you adjusted, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But you didn't die.
But did you die?
But did you die? No. Yeah. So, okay, so then we're good. We're set, so we're going to hell?
Like I said, that shit's fake as fuck, but.
Well, if it wasn't, that's where we're going, right?
Yeah. Plan B is...
Pack your bags.
We're going out.
Do you believe in ghosts? Or spirits?
I know you do.
No, I will never admit that I believe in it.
Oh, yeah.
It terrifies me. Just the thought of it.
Anna won't admit that she believes in ghosts because she does believe in ghosts. And she thinks if she admits to believing in ghosts, then the ghosts will get her.
It's not like the boogeyman under the bed. He's not gonna get me.
No, that's what Anna believes though.
I believe that if you invite spirits or whatever,
okay, so you
come.
Believe in ghosts. So
no,
you completely lied. I don't believe in ghosts. Yeah, you know what? The ghosts that listen to our podcast are gonna be like, don't worry about her. She don't believe. We're good.
Waste night time here, guys. Let's go. But I mean, seriously, this isn't something like religion. There's not people who are like, oh, I went to hell or I went to heaven and this is what it was like, right? Can't prove that shit. But there's people who actually prove.
Yeah, there's that kid that he wrote that book, Heaven's Real. Right. He's 5 years old, and apparently, I mean, every 5-year-old I've met has got it all figured out, so good for him.
God. Anyway, so if there was any curiosity on where we stand on the religion standpoint, I'm glad Dusty has put it all out there on the table today. But look, for real, I don't even know what the hell I was saying. Oh, there's people who actually have proof of, like, spirits and shit. So, I mean, can you really admit that it's not real? Like, do you really not believe in it?
Well, I mean,
because you believe in spirits. We cover that in, like, one of our earlier podcasts. Souls. You believe in souls. So what do you think happens to the soul when you die?
Well, I think they've done studies that show that, like, the
body weighs
energy,
less. Yeah.
Like, literally escapes your body when you die. But where it goes, I don't know. I mean,
you don't think it, like, circulates and just... Do you believe in reincarnation?
I used to. I don't know. I don't know. The older I get, the more I just, like, trust science and, like, move away from any, like, hokey kind of bullshit. So, like...
Know the facts.
Yeah. It's like, it's tough because when I was a kid, I believed in the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy and all that shit. And
but that's fun when you're a kid.
Yeah, it's fun when you're a kid. And then you grow up and you're like, all right, well, let's talk about aliens. Well, do I believe that there's a possibility of there being other life forms outside of our galaxy? I will never doubt that there's a possibility of it. Do I believe that we're anywhere close to alien invaders coming to this galaxy or coming to our planet? Do I believe that aliens have landed on our fucking planet? No, I fucking don't.
I think Ronda Rousey is an alien.
Ronda Rousey's just a fucking beast.
That can't be normal. People like her don't exist. There's no humans made that way.
Well,
she's an alien.
Chris Cyborg is a fucking beast. And everyone hates on Chris Cyborg. We'll talk about her for a minute, since we're talking about aliens. She's fucking huge.
Totally relates to aliens.
Have you seen her?
Have you seen an alien?
Well, I saw Independence Day.
Oh, okay.
And I saw the movie Aliens. So
you're pretty familiar with them. Okay.
I've watched a bunch of shows on the History Channel about aliens. Mm-hmm. So pretty much the same thing. Mm-hmm. But Chris Cyborg lives here in San Diego.
And why doesn't she fight for...
She trains with one of my coworkers.
You'll see.
Or she has trained with one of my coworkers. And she hasn't fought in UFC because they don't have a women's division for her weight class.
Oh, that's right, because she's 145, right?
She needs to drop to 135, and she can fight Ronda Rousey.
And they said that that's not actually healthy for her to do. It's not safe.
No, they didn't say that. They said, yeah, if you want to fight Ronda Rousey, you need to drop this weight. The problem is...
people.
Well, yeah, you should... Look it up right now. There's a picture of her standing next to Frankie Edgar. I don't know if you know who that guy is, but he was a champion at 155, and she's like a foot taller than that guy and a lot bulkier than he is.
Jesus Christ. That is not even attractive anymore, man.
So, look, wow. Cyborg... Find that one. Cyborg and Edgar.
Oh, Jesus. She has to bend down just to be in the photo with him.
And that guy was a champion at 155.
She's huge.
She's a fucking beast.
She is a beast.
By the way, Dana White says that no one knocks out people the way Ronda Rousey knocks out people. Cyborg knocks people out.
If she does?
She fucks people up.
Oh, my God.
She's a beast.
Where does she fight?
Where? Right now, she's signed to Invicta, which is an all-women's mixed martial arts.
Oh, okay.
My friend Nick Daly that I grew up with used to fight for Invicta. She just retired.
Really?
Yeah.
That's badass. You just started watching that. You haven't missed the fights yesterday because our sweet dog Batman decided to eat one of the remotes. And our sweet son Hayden lost the other remote. So now we're left with 2 remotes out of 4.
Yeah, so we got to call DirecTV and probably get like four just to have some backups.
Yeah, right?
And then our cell phones are supposed to work as remotes, but...
It tells me that I can't have... I already have five electronic things that are home sharing, so I have to go like through and turn off some stuff.
I can show you to do that. It's not hard. I had to do it on this computer.
You turned off home sharing?
Not home sharing. I just had to... I looked at what devices were connected, and I had like three iPhones that are old as fuck. That's what I'm assuming mine is too, yeah. Like an iPhone 3.
What? Who?
Who is that? Ew, gross. What, are you poor or something? Gross.
This is slow.
do you live in a trash can?
They're just slow. Nobody likes them. What are you, five? Only five-year-olds have an iPhone 3.
Five?
Actually, no. I know five-year-olds that have like an iPhone 5.
No, you S. don't. Stop hanging out with five-year-olds. That's your biggest problem. Hanging out with too many fucking five-year-olds. They're filling your head full of bullshit about ghosts.
And aliens.
And aliens.
Whatever, five-year-olds are cool.
You're right.
You're right. You have the mentality of, like, a 10-year-old, so I don't even know why you're speaking right now. I'm married, too, so.
I have the mentality of the worst 10-year-old, worst behaved 10-year-old.
I wouldn't even give you 10. I'd give you, like, 13, because that's exactly that age where you're either a little prick.
That's the age when I stopped maturing, I think.
I think so, too. You just kind of hit the pause button, and you're like, what was it the other day that I was doing? You're like, I don't want an adult. Like, what is this adult stuff? This sucks. Oh, you started organizing and planning and.
Oh, yeah, that was day two of me being organized. I was like, can I just not do this anymore?
You're like, how do you do this every day? How do you adult every day? You got to find good balance between the two.
I'm kidding. You know what? I got some stuff to do today. You keep telling me we need to relax today, but I definitely have a few things that I need to check off just so I can get up tomorrow, start my week over.
Oh, great. I'm so excited for Monday. I love Mondays.
Yeah, Mondays fucking suck. We need to stop doing that.
We really do.
Like, as a human race, we need to just stop.
Come together.
Stop doing Mondays.
Just nobody go.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Nobody go to work on Monday.
I don't know.
Hashtag no more Mondays.
No more Mondays. Hashtag no more Mondays. I don't know why we haven't just decided. Like,
But you know what's going to happen. You know Tuesday's then going to become the same exact thing.
No.
Tuesday's going to become Monday.
I get small solution. Breakfast meeting, and then go home.
Okay.
So you go to work. Everyone have a good weekend? Yep. All right. What's on the agenda for this week? This? Okay. Well, everyone finish your bacon and eggs, drink your coffee, and check your email, and then we'll catch up tomorrow to get started on the week.
And then you have what, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday?
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Tuesday clearly doesn't count if it's just a breakfast meet.
No, Monday is your breakfast meeting.
Oh, Monday. So you're saying we still have to go to work.
But it's not work. Like, Monday sucks because Monday's like, oh, fuck. It's the whole shebang all day long. And you shouldn't do that. I think you got to ease back into it.
I agree with that. We should start that movement. Breakfast Mondays.
Ease back into it.
Hashtag breakfast Mondays.
Breakfast Mondays.
Not, I hope somebody's writing these hashtags down because
No more Mondays. Breakfast Monday.
Breakfast Monday. Question mark? Would you join our movement?
Hey, work sucks. But you know who's not going to get breakfast Monday? People that work at fucking Walmart. People that work at McDonald's.
Oh, because they're open 24/7?
Oh, well. Should have got a better job. Should have aspired to have a job that doesn't require just having a fucking pulse.
It's a hard job.
I'm not saying it's not
Customer Customer service is a difficult job.
I'm not saying it's not a hard job.
That's my goal, just so you know, when I'm, like, retired, like, working.
To work at Walmart.
Be a greeter at Walmart.
Can you work at Target?
No, they don't have greeters.
What? Target barely has employees. If we're going to be completely honest.
That's true. I don't even know how they operate. I think at night when the machines do everything.
That's kind of the way I like it. I think, I don't know where the Target Police Academy is.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that they have security guards that work there, And they're specific. They're not subcontracted. They're specific to Target. I've seen the little Target logo on their police badge.
Get out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to go to Target Police Academy.
I do too.
Does this really exist?
So I...
Hashtag Target Police Academy.
I think it's Target Security. I don't think they're called Target Police Academy. But if my goals for life fail me... I could see myself being a Target police officer.
They're called asset protection loss prevention.
Okay, well, whatever they are, they fucking always walk up to me and stand like 2 feet away and look at me and look at my cart and ask me if I need anything. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? Do I look like a thief?
Yeah, you do.
Do I look like I can't afford to pay for my shit?
No. Are you sure that he's not just checking you out?
I don't know. I don't know what he's doing. I feel like they're fucking with me.
Maybe they are.
Anna loves
it. Guy. Hey.
Anna loves it when I say, stop messing with me.
I hate it when you say that because you're a hypocrite. You're a total freaking douchebag hypocrite. Every time you attack me, it's somehow okay for you to do it, but then it's not okay for me to retaliate. You get so pissed off and butthurt.
Because I don't like being messed with.
But who makes you think that I like being messed with?
Look, I mess with you, I roll over, and I'm like, all right, I'm done. I'm going to sleep now.
But and that's not how it works. Tit for tat, tomato, tomato.
Tomato, tomato, that was only a rape thing.
Well, okay. Potato, potato? Whatever. So, yeah, that's not cool, man. You can't sit here and, like, pinch me and hurt me and then have this stupid grin on your face, and then when I do it back to you, you get all pissed off and butthurt. That's not fair. Not messing with me. I don't like to breathe out of my mouth.
It's called a double standard for a reason.
Mm. Yeah, I thought we made that pretty clear. It doesn't exist. So, I mean, I'll just let you continue crying about it and getting mad.
Oh.
You could just stop messing with me.
I used to rationalize arguments with my ex-wife by telling her it was a double standard.
Oh, my God. That's why
it was okay. And, like, she'd get mad. She's like, oh. Whatever.
She's a saint compared to the fact that...
I remember like one specific argument and she's like, I'm done with it. No more of your double standards. This is bullshit. Like...
How long did she fall for that for?
Like, my double standards had been approved for a limited amount of time.
And you used them all up.
Probably like 4 or 5 years.
Oh my God, Abby. I'm so disappointed right now.
And I was like, no more of your double standards.
Oh, sweet Abby.
So, yeah.
She's just too nice, man. You are an idiot. You are an idiot. You take advantage of people. You know that?
I told you, I'm like a tiger in the bushes.
You are. You're just like a weasel, I would say.
Like a weasel?
Speaking of which, they're not legal in California. How much does this state suck because of that? I want a ferret. That's all I want. I just want a little ferret. Or like a flying squirrel or something.
None of those things are legal in California.
I know.
Name off something that's legal in California. You know what you can have?
Monkey. No, you can't even have monkeys. No, that was on the list.
You can have a dog and...
Only restrict breeds of dogs.
You have a lemon tree.
And an avocado tree.
You can't even take care of your fucking lemon tree.
You should take care of our lemon tree. We really do have a lemon tree.
When was the last time you went out there and talked to your lemon tree? You know they did oxygen, right? You're supposed to talk to your plants.
That's how they get oxygen, is from me talking to them?
It's good for them.
Oh, okay.
It's actually the carbon dioxide.
Oh.
But...
Do plants have feelings?
Tad's mom used to go outside and talk to her plants.
Get the fuck out of here. Are you for real? Totally what do you serious. Say to a plant?
I don't know. Ask Tad's mom.
Okay, I will. I'm gonna hit her up.
Laura.
Laura, what do you say to your plants? I have an orange tree that just isn't producing. I think you may be depressed. Get him some counsel.
You go outside and have a serious talk with that motherfucker. Look, man.
You're taking up space, and you're not really giving us anything back.
Do we need to talk about something?
Yeah. Is something going on? I feel like you've just been down lately.
Are you seeing someone else? Is that the case?
Mm.
Because that could be the case.
Are you being raped?
You know what? I didn't even bring this up. Our side gate that goes to like the that little passageway between our houses, that thing was open the other morning when I went out to the car.
It's the kids. They use it. They go through. They cut across our lot.
What kids?
They're kids. Our neighbor's kids.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, these are a lot to go back and forth.
Mm. They need to stop doing that.
Well, I guess the owner here had told them before to just close the door.
I'm going to start throwing rocks at them. Just kidding.
It's going to make a great neighbors neighborhood association for us.
Whatever. No, I like the neighbors. We have great neighbors. It's a fun neighborhood.
It's very beautiful, very calm and quiet neighborhood, and we're definitely the outsiders. We're like that young hip couple, and everybody else is like established.
We're such a young hip couple.
Compared to them? I mean, do you hear anybody else in the neighborhood staying up till 2 a.m. karaokeing?
No.
Okay, exactly my point.
That's their problem.
I'm not saying it's anybody's problems. To each their own. I'm just saying we are definitely different than everybody else. And even when I run, I'm just like, we don't fit in.
No, I've seen a few other people in the neighborhood that are, I mean, they're probably like 4 or 5 years older than us, but we're probably the youngest couple in this neighborhood. But
definitely the youngest couple in
this neighborhood. If you look at like the average age at which people can afford a house, like the one we live in, most people can't afford a house we live in, so. I'm not bragging. I'm not saying we're fucking rich as shit, but.
Sad thing is we could afford this house much better if we bought it rather than us renting.
Yeah, but it's a lot of upkeep, and I like the fact that the landlord has to take care of the upkeep. I don't mind paying the extra money.
Because you'd be paying it regardless, right?
Yeah, and at the end of the year, or at the end of the lease, whenever we got to move away, I don't got to worry about it. Like, I got to worry about my Pensacola house that I'm trying to sell.
Yeah, if anybody's interested or lives in Pensacola and you want to buy a house, hit us up.
It's pretty much the coolest house that was ever built. I just couldn't take it with me when I left.
So. It's too big. Sarah really messed you up on that post, huh? When y'all started talking about our personal shit on Facebook. You and your mom were talking about our sex life, remember?
Yeah.
And Sarah, all of you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's all right. I mean,
that was nice of you guys.
Well, I think people should know if they're going to move in that house that there has been sex in that house. So
it's a happy place. If anything, that should be a selling point. This house had sex.
Yeah. I mean, babies were made in that house.
Babies were made in this house. Two, at least.
At least two.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a good house. It's a lucky house. If you're a guy who needs to get laid or a woman who wants to get pregnant, move into our house. It's almost guaranteed.
Yeah, pretty much.
And it won't flood.
Yep, a very potent house.
Yeah, no raptors or raptors. That's raptors.
Right. Raptors.
Hashtag no raptors. What did I text you yesterday? Coming out of the Woodstocks?
Coming out of the Woodstocks.
I feel like we need to do a segment dedicated.
All these motherfuckers just coming out of the Woodstocks.
Woodstocks.
Anna speaks 3 languages and a 4th one pretty well.
What's my 4th one?
Spanish?
I don't speak Spanish well. Get out of here.
A little bit.
Understand it.
A little bit more than me. We go to pick up Hayden from the babysitter and she's like chit chatting in Spanish. So.
No, she's not. Oh my God. You make me sound too good.
Well, you do.
Flatter me today.
Like, for me, like, I don't even like to say gracias because I feel like they're like, oh, that fucking gringo.
He doesn't even know how to pronounce it right. Hey, mijo, that's not how you say it, okay? Just don't say it at all. If you don't know how to say it, just don't say it at all.
Well, they're not Colombian.
I know. I don't know where that accent came from. Maybe they are. You don't know.
No, pretty sure they're from Tijuana.
Tijuana. That's very true. They are straight out of Tijuana. Straight out of Tijuana. I need to make them a picture.
Yeah.
Straight out of Compton. straight out of National City, yo. Nat City.
Oh, I could take that one picture you have of Hayden with his mustache on. His sombrero and his maracas. Oh my God,
this is so racist. Where do these go? That's so fucked up. That's
fucked up. Straight out of TJ.
Straight out of TJ. It's even better than Tijuana. So Dusty wants to be a comedian. If anybody has any advice,
I don't want advice on how to be a comedian. Please don't. Actually, the only advice I've ever received about being a comedian is don't ask comedians for advice.
Really?
Yeah.
Who gave you that advice?
I heard it on one of my other podcasts that I listened to.
Oh, from a comedian?
Yeah.
That's cool.
He's like, yeah, I got an email from this guy. He said he was going to be opening up for someone and asked me for some advice on, you know, what he should open up with.
Well, yeah, I mean, I understand that because that's your competition. Why in the world would you give... Okay, so say that...
Yeah, that's exactly the point. Yeah. So don't ask a fucking comedian like, hey, man.
How do I become better than you? Yeah. How do I beat you at what you're doing?
It's not like teach
me
how to...
I'd be glad to tell you. I'd be delighted.
It's not teach me how to throw a spiral. It's like, no. Hey, tell me some of your best shit so I can use it.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I'm going to be the next fucking Carlos Mencia.
I like how you turned that back around. I see what you did there. Don't worry about it. Nobody else saw it, but I caught it.
What are you talking about?
It's cool. Yeah, so we need to go and talk to our plants.
Why?
Well, because they're depressed, clearly, and we need to go talk to them.
Okay, so we're going to talk to the plants. I'm going to get a sunburn on the other side of my body.
That's a good
hashtag
idea.
Hashtag all red everything. Eva Marie.
Love her.
Love her.
So hot.
And you motherfuckers can expect to hear from us soon while we continue this journey trying to figure out what the hell we were thinking.
And what the hell we're doing.
What the hell.
Hit us up on Twitter at WTH. WWT, right? Where we think, yep. WTH WWT. Hit us up at WTH WereWeThinking@gmail.com if you have an embarrassing story and you want to tell us, or you can leave us a comment on our website at WTH WereWeThinking.com.
Send me your hate mail on Facebook, Dusty Hardison.
Yeah, Dusty loves hate mail. I don't, so don't hate me.
I love when people are pissed off at me because of my opinions. It's pretty much...
He specifically means religious, so...
No, anything religious, political.
If you're Christian, just ignore us. We will probably never talk about religion ever again because it's not our forte, so...
All right, real quick before we close out.
Okay.
I will say,
uh-huh.
I have no problem with people being Christian.
Of course not.
I have no problem with other people's religion. I want people to believe whatever makes them happy.
You just want them to let you... You just want them to feel that way, too.
Right. If you're going to post religious shit on Facebook, I'm not going to comment and be like, you're dumb.
Right.
I'm going to be like, oh, okay, good for you. I'm glad that makes you happy. But don't comment on things that make me happy if you disagree with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with you. 100%.
100%.
Hashtag 100%.
Hashtag. Hashtag.
Hashtag, hashtag. All right, thank you all for listening. Subscribe. Bye.
Later.